Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Tuesday the 31st of March and this is Adrian Dale with the daily emergency briefing for the village. Well, yesterday was the start of our second week of lockdown and hopefully you're all settling down now into the routine of it. The first priority on people's minds seems to be supplies and then, of course, medicines. Now, all of the supermarkets seem to be taking a completely different approach to sanitisation, social distancing and queuing. Most have announced that they'll be installing screens at the checkouts, but as James Bird found yesterday, the rollout plans aren't always entirely clear, certainly not at Aldi anyway. Lynn ventured out to Asda yesterday and found that they have a good queuing system and a one-way system around the store. Unfortunately, this is undermined by people forgetting items and then turning back to get them. Stocks in Asda were good, but there were no eggs and no flour, something that Tricia Buckman was finding everywhere. I'm particularly puzzled by the eggs. Surely the hens have not had the memo about coronavirus. They must be laying at the same rate. So now I've got this crazy picture in my mind of people stockpiling eggs. But where exactly are they keeping them and what are they doing with them? If they all go rotten, the stink across the towns will surely cause more deaths than coronavirus entirely. There are only so many quiches one family can eat, surely. Janelle and Reedman had a horrible experience yesterday hearing that one of her elderly parents had been asked to leave Tesco when they were shopping together. There seemed to be a local policy of only one family member going shopping. This was particularly harsh given that her mum has got Alzheimer's and can't be left alone. Like many, I was outraged, but my research uncovered many similar cases. I know the supermarkets mean well, but we do need clarity on their policies before people go shopping. Sharon Hegarty, Zara Cunliffe and others had NHS isolation letters and are struggling to get responses from the major supermarkets, even after registering with the official government emergency service line. And by contrast, though, local service providers seem to be doing so much better. I think the message is shop locally if you can. Tammy Morton continued to receive donations for Nana's Rescue Centre in Earthlingborough, a wonderful response from the village. You have to say that this village is something special. Helping each other and even sparing the time, the money and the energy for animals. Now anyone that knows Lynn and I will have spotted a big difference between us. Lynn loves dogs and they love her. Whereas I'm happy to leave dogs alone, keeping my distance. And by and large, most dogs aren't keen on me. And yes, folks, I do know that dogs are picking up on my emotions, but I'm very happy with a truce. If they don't bother me, I won't bother them. So consider this irony then. In 3 weeks' time, lockdown permitted, we will need to do a mercy dash to collect Johnny's huge daft dog, Dexter, from his current lodgings. Johnny called from London today and said he's down there now for at least a month. So we need to do our own pet rescue to make sure we're doing our bit. He's a huge daft lummox of a dog with great strength but a heart of gold. Now, Johnny, of course, is always match fit for the army and easily able to hold him back when he gets excited. Lynn may have more challenges. Yes, notice I did say Lynn there. But actually, even I might be called in to help. So when you see us joining the dog fraternity in the village, you'll know the extreme lengths I'm going to help the war effort. But seriously, all tips and tricks will be gratefully received. Now, to end on two positive notes. Firstly, the figures today from the government were very good. And there's hope for the country. Those coronavirus deaths are just dipping downwards at the moment. If death rates continue to fall, these strict measures will all have been worth it. Yes, it's early days, but we need to have hope. And secondly, what a wonderful rainbow across the village tonight. Some lovely pictures were posted. So thanks, folks. Stay safe and keep your distance.